So there are 2 days brought down in the Ramah, in Siman Resh Mem, Hilchos Kibud Av V'Eim, whether or not there's a requirement of the Mechabed of the Av, a Mechabed, a grandfather or not. So the Ramah first quotes the opinion of the Maharik. The Maharik says that there is no source of being Mechabed, a grandfather. There is no such concept. It's certainly a nice thing. But Midiraisa, there is no such concept of being Mechabed, a grandfather. But the Ramah argues, Ramah quotes a Medrash from this week's Parsha, that Rashi quotes, the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, so along the way, it says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chal shelo v'yavo be'er Shava. They stopped off in Be'er Shava. Vayizbach zvachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak. And he brought karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. And so the Medrash wants to know, how come it says l'lokei Yitzchak v'lo l'lokei Avram? Why doesn't it acknowledge Avram as well? He's also the God of Avram, his grandfather. So Rashi says, the reason is, because chayev adam b'chavod aviv yosem b'chavod zikna. A person's required to honor his father more so than he's required to honor his grandfather. And therefore, Tala b'Yitzchak v'lo b'Avram. But it's clear from this Rashi that there is a requirement to mechabed the grandfather. It's just not as strong as the requirement to honor the father himself. So he's mechabed both then, but there's a yoser kavod for the father than for the grandfather. That's what the Ramah writes. Now there's a question then. So now that they acknowledge that there's a requirement to honor both the father and the grandfather, how come the Medrash says there's a greater kavod for the father than there is for the grandfather? L'chora, we should say you should be mechabed your grandfather more. Why? Because there is a concept, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us that if the mother and father both ask you to do something, you're supposed to listen to your father before you listen to your mother. Why? Because you and your mother, she also has to listen to your father. She has to listen to her husband. But since she has to honor her husband, so he comes first. So along the same lines, so my grandfather, my father also has to be mechaved my grandfather. He has to mechaved his own grandfather, his own father. So I should have to honor the grandfather, my grandfather, before I would more so than honoring my own father. Again, because my father himself has to honor his own father. In other words, my grandfather. So why is the halacha that you honor your father before you honor your grandfather? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, he comments because this is only true when the father and grandfather are alive. But we're talking about now that Yitzchak and Avraham are both passed away. So there is no active honoring of a father or grandfather. Avraham and Yitzchak are no longer here. So therefore that concept doesn't say, oh, since Yitzchak has to honor Avram, we should put Avram first. But Yitzchak and Avram both are not alive anymore. So there is no inin of being mechabed one before the next. That's the suggestion of Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's another suggestion brought down from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger explains that the honor for the grandfather is not a din in me honoring my grandfather. It's a din in kibud av. But me showing respect to my grandfather, that's in essence me showing respect for my father himself. Because he has to honor him. And therefore, it's similar to if a person has a stepmother. So you have to mechabed the eshet av. You have to mechabed your father's wife. Now that honor is not because you owe her any kavod. The reason is because she's your father's wife. And you have to show respect to your father. So as an extension of your father, you also have to respect his wife. So too, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that one's honor for the grandfather is not because you have to honor your grandfather directly. He's not your father. It's because it's an extension of your father. By you honoring your father, and then by you honoring your grandfather, that itself is bechlal honoring your father. Showing honor to your father's father, that's bechlal kibud av. So since the whole essence, the ikur of the kavod for the grandfather is because of one's own father, so then one's father's kavod, a father's kavod, comes before the grandfather's kavod. Now, those two answers are very good, but there is a gra. The gra says that the kavod one shows for a grandfather is not as an extension of the father, but it deserves, it warrants its own kavod. The Gra explains that the reason why you have to be mechabed a grandfather is because an avi aviv is also called an av. Your grandfather is also called a father. So now you have two fathers. You have your father and your grandfather is also a father. They're both fathers of yours now. and you have to independently honor both of them. Nafkamina would be, if a person's father dies, but the grandfather's still alive, would you have to mechabed them? If you think that a grandfather is an extension of the father, so the father's no longer here, so seemingly you wouldn't have to mechabed the grandfather. But if you assume that the grandfather warrants respect on its own right, on his own right, so then you should still have to mechabed the grandfather, even though the father is no longer alive. So if the grandfather has his own kavod, he deserves his own kavod, just like one's own father, so how come the Medrash says, how does Rashi say that you have to mechabed your father more than your grandfather? They're both equal fathers. So I saw beautifully in the Chavetz Hasharon, he brings down the famous machlokas, famous chakira, whether or not kibrav ve'em is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom or Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaver. Is it either Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, by you honoring your parents, that's now you respecting, as the Chinuch says, it's you understanding that your parents put you in this world, and it becomes an extension of seeing how Kaddish Baruch Hu put you in this world? Is Bein Adam L'Makom? Or is it Bein Adam L'Chaver, that your parents supported you, they fed you, they raised you, so now you showing honor to them, that's your way of paying back. To Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, paying back for what they've done to you. So that, the number of nafkaminas, I'm not going to go through them now, but according to that, says Chavetz Hasharon, now if it's about Bein Adam L'Makom, so we understand why you have to honor your father and your grandfather as well. Because honor your grandfather is also showing where you came from, and it's going to ultimately make you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, your creator as well. But if it's Bein Adam L'Chavero, that's your way of paying back for all that which your parents did for you, so then that wouldn't necessarily be Shaykh to a grandfather. They didn't raise you, they didn't support you, and that wouldn't be Shaykh. So it says the Chavetz Hasharon, even if you said that you have to respect your grandfather in its own right, only one of those dinim are relevant, the Bein Adam L'Makom. But with respect to your father, you have two elements, you have two dinim, you have Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chavero. And since the father has those two dinim, that's why Rashi says there's a mitzvah to be mechabed the father, yoser, than there is to be mechabed one's own grandfather. So we should all be zocha to have the opportunity to be mechabed our parents, mechabed our grandparents, and through that to recognize the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he does for us, along with what our parents and grandparents do for all of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.